Rafaela, big home run last night, making up for his error earlier in the game.
Hogdale was all fired up.
Yeah.
Carrying!
Great call by Hog with the team to the end. You can always count on Hog.
Yeah, he tells it like it is. He was mad early. He was mad about the way the game was unfolding.
Well, yeah, he wears it on his sleeve.
Sure. Sure.
He didn't spill his soda that time.
No,
so that's good.
No. Who pointed this out before the show? Was it you? Was it Bridget? Was it Nick? That he does morph into a little bit of like hockey bro there. Like, hey, let's go boys.
Let's go boys.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of let's go boys. It's sort of his catchphrase. It's his. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Every good play-by-play person has a catchphrase.
You have to have one that you fall back on.
It's his. Got it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Mine was when a guy hit a three. I would yell Skittles taste the rainbow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You're kidding.
No.
That was really it. That's like Boom Goes the Dynamite.
It was a little bit like Bridget.
What's the Bridget call?
I don't have one. I gotta get one. It has to be, you know, you have to have a moment where you do something and then you kind of like repeat it a few
times.
Just
steal hogs. Like, Let's go, boys.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and Boom Goes the Dynamite.
How about this, Bridget? Taste the rainbow.
How about this, Bridget? You combine the two legends, Hogdale and Castiglione, and you drop a, can you believe it, boys?
That's not bad.
Go with that.
Yeah. You got it, boys.
Also, there was a kid at Riviere College when I was doing games with Mutt who his last name was
Sick Brag, bro.
I'm not even there yet.
Yeah.
So pace that out a little bit. His last name was Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a 3-point shooter. And so I'd always yell, roll that beautiful Bean footage.
I thought you were going to say maybe he flicked one in.
No. No, Jones.
Oh, my God.
Jones, I didn't work blue. I didn't work blue. I was just trying to hang on to a job desperately.
I thought this was the hog call, is what I thought this was.
No, this was on the radio. This wasn't just a Twitch stream.
Roll that beautiful Bean footage.
There were probably 6 people that heard it. So you had to make sure
you know what we should do. Do you have any like mini disc calls of your play-by-play or like old CDs of like your play-by-play?
There's legitimately a CD of mine in the other room somehow.
Yeah, we should go through.
I've seen that.
Rich Keefe play-by-play. It's probably atrocious.
We should just give Nick...
Can we send it to like ESPN?
No, I'm saying just like
I don't think they want it.
Just like give it to Nick. We don't get to curate. No, I'm saying we don't get to curate it. We don't get to make ourselves sound good.
It's a mess.
Give it to Nick and be like, here's our play-by-play.
Yeah. Is there a way to make a CD like play over the air here? I feel like the technology is not.
How do we pull audio from a mini disc? I don't know how to do that. But I got some mini discs if you want them.
It's like, where's your MP3? I don't have that. I don't have any of that. You're lucky it's on a CD, for God's sakes.
That was a good hog call. Yeah. You think he's got, I believe I've been told this. I'd in fact check this myself, Keith, so dangerous to play this game.
Okay.
I believe he's, is he in Iowa? Is that where he is?
He's not New England, is what I've heard.
You think he's got hockey in his background?
Iowa? No.
No?
No, if there's like Minnesota, Michigan.
Yeah, that's right there. Iowa's right there.
No,
right.
Yeah, not close. Really. It's cornfields.
It's close.
His location on Twitter says Iowa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
So, but he is from Iowa. In case you guys were wondering.
Jones just said.
I know. I was very. Again,
all right, top four.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Top four Hawkeyes? Iowans.
Top four Iowans. Hawkeyes?
Yeah. Slipknot.
Slipknot. Yes. Damn, Nick. Slipknot 1. Hog 2.
Yeah, Hog's on there.
Would you go Tyrese Halliburton 3, Caitlin Clark 4?
Ooh, Caitlin Clark got to be on there. We don't need Brian running down. Nah, he's yelling at us. Yeah.
Real true. Tier Tuesday best. Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Slipknot, Hogdale. Halliburton. Is Halliburton from Iowa? Or am I making that up?
No, I don't believe so. I think he's from Milwaukee.
Oh, all right. Take him out then.
Is that right?
Went to Iowa State.
Yup.
All right, let me double check on this.
Nope. Was Brad Smith Mizzou? Who was the quarterback?
Yeah,
on the...
Brad Smith, but to Missouri. So that doesn't
help
us.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. Who was the quarterback at Iowa?
Are you thinking of Brad Banks?
Brad Banks.
You're thinking of Brad Banks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no. Halliburton from Wisconsin. So you can go ahead and toss that out altogether.
Noah Fant. T.J. Hockenson. Yeah, a lot of
Kittle.
Kittle. A lot of good tight ends there. Yeah.
All right, let me just look up famous Iowa people.
Isn't there a wrestler from Iowa right now? Seth Rollins, is he from Iowa?
Oh, good question. Elijah Wood, apparently, according to the internet.
He's got to make it. Elijah Wood's probably in there.
What about Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, got
not a fan.
I got to get him in there, though.
Sean Johnson, the gymnast, the old gymnast.
Oh.
Good one. Lara Flynn Boyle.
Yeah.
According to this.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold. Would you put him on there?
Oh, yeah. He's got to be in there. Tom Arnold. Sure.
Herbert Hoover. Mm. Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston?
Lolo Jones.
Wait. Who's Ron Livingston?
Ron Livingston's the dude from...
Sean Livingston.
He's the dude from Office Space and Swingers. Ron Livingston.
The actor.
Yeah, who does he play?
What do you mean, who's he play?
The lead?
The lead guy in Office Space.
In Office Space, his name is Ron Livingston?
The actor's name is Ron Livingston. The character's name is not Ron Livingston.
Right, I don't think he makes the cut. He's out. I know Sean Livingston.
Okay. Yep. What about... we kind of fall off a cliff here.
All right, I think we've maxed
Bob
out.
Bob Feller?
Oh.
Oh, Seth Rollins. Good call, Nick.
Wow,
I don't know how you knew that.
I think it might have popped up on my Instagram or something. It's like, hey, what is there to do in Iowa? It's like nothing.
Hogdale is altering everyone's algorithm.
Adam
Devine? What's going on? Divine.
Divine from Workaholics?
Yeah, sure.
Toss him in there.
Adam DeMamp is a character's name on Workaholics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a throwback.
All right. It's a good list. Cloris Leachman as well, the late, great Cloris Leachman.
Did we settle?
Yeah,
I was Caitlin Clark, Johnny Carson, Hogg, and Slipknot. I think that's the Iowa Mount Rushmore, I think.
I don't even know if Caitlin Clark's from Iowa.
Well, I'm sure she is.
Oh, she is. Yeah,
that sounds right.
She has her own logo now, apparently.
Oh?
Yeah. You see that?
No. What is it?
It looks kind of like a mess. It's.
I have some guess.
It honestly looks like a magic eye. I got a headache looking at it. You see this thing?
Yeah, I see it.
Tarp, if you can find it, just as a quick Google search away.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark has a logo that Nike put together. Nike basketball officially introducing Caitlin Clark as the newest signature athlete, expanding the brand's partnership with one of the most watched, impactful, and passionate players in the game. And they came up with what can only be considered a magic eye. It's like...
It's like a cross between a coach logo and the Packers logo.
It's nauseating because you know how you can draw like a 3D like cube? You see like two squares?
Yeah, sure.
It's like that, but like with C's? It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's black and white. I think if you just relax your eyes, you can see a schooner in there. Look at this thing. It's awful. That one actually that Terps put up on Twitch and YouTube.
Much better than the one you have.
It looks better because you have like a little image of her in the background. If you take that one out and it's just the black and white, I don't know. It looks like two.
I think it looks like two O's and not two C's.
Well, you got to try to cross your eyes.
You'll see this.
It's like two champion logos layered over one.
Yeah, they need to bring that one back to the drawing board, I would say.
I would work on that for sure.
That's a tough go.
Okay. There is your Iowa Mount Rushmore. We're going to uniform, please. All of these rivalry uniforms coming up, including the Patriots.
Oh, the Iowa meat truck. Chuck on the...
Great call.
Hoss of the week.
He was a hoss of the week. All right, we got to bump somebody.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's out.
I was going to say Slipknot. I don't want to.
No. You're out of your mind. No, you can't do that.
That is eight guys, but you know, whatever.
It was like, I think nine, wasn't it? Like,
they're not all
with us anymore.
No.
Some of them are rocking in the sky.
Iowans in the sky. Hawkeye in the sky. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
You know,
whether it was a signature win or not, it was a huge momentum win. As you guys were kind of saying, that was a great pitching performance. What you didn't even mention, I almost turned the game off in the ninth. I was so frustrated. They had first and third in the eighth with no outs. You have Anthony coming up, Bregman and Story. And, you know, Anthony and Bregman strike out, and then Story hits a ground ball. It reminded me of that game a couple Tuesdays ago when they had bases loaded. They struck out, you know, three times in a row. And then the next inning, you know, Toro gets up with one out. You knew he was hitting a double play, and he did. So, you know, it's like a little salt in the wound. They don't get the run, and then the next inning they get the drop fly ball. I mean, as you mentioned, they got Raffaella going now, and Hamilton's been really great. If he can, you know, he plays a good second base. If he can stay mixing in some hits, I just think it was a real big momentum booster.
Yeah, I don't. Most of his career would say he's not going to keep mixing in hits, but he's been decent lately. Made a face.
I don't trust David Hamilton, but I get his point. You know, if you put Seydon Raffaella in center field, that should be an advantage to you. And then that was one of the big miscues of the game. And you're right, we didn't even point out just how frustrating it was that they almost got the run right back. You're like first and third, and it's first and third with like Connor Wong, right? So you're like, all right, now you have the top of the lineup up. First and third, nobody out, and you don't score a run. So it's fair. Like, so you have a brutal miscue in the outfield, and then you can't come through with a runner on third base, and you still win the game. Right? Like, it's pretty good. It just feels like, because those were some things that earlier in the year would happen, and then they would for sure lose that game, and you'd point to, like, how do you not get the run in? Or, like, should they have, not that those guys should have bunted, but like that, you know, the conversations like that would always come up after these games.
I do think the ceiling is World Series. If you want to talk about the Red Sox and their ceiling, I know you're big on this, Keith.
Yeah.
Like,
make the playoffs.
You're in the postseason. You can go on a run. Now, does that mean winning the title?
Duck boats.
I think we've seen them struggle against some of those high-end National League teams. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Phillies felt like a cut above when they were head-to-head. They won their series against the Dodgers. The Cubs have come back down to earth a little bit. They haven't faced Milwaukee in a while, right? When was that? That was even pre-Devers trade, I think.
That might have been.
When they got Devers and they were in a funk. But yeah.
Brewers,
if you want to say they're not going to win the World Series, yeah, fine. But getting out of the AL, I do think, is their ceiling. With the way they are not just playing currently, but the way they've been playing for months. Carrabba's tweeted this morning, since the Devers trade. And you can talk about that just being a line of demarcation or an actual turning point for the team subtracting Devers, whatever you want to apply to it. Since that date, I think they have the third best record in the AL. So they can absolutely get to a World Series.
The two teams in the American League with a better record are the Blue Jays and the Tigers. But the Red Sox have scored more runs than both, and they've allowed fewer runs than both. So they have a better run differential than both. So it doesn't mean that you just, you know, you're definitely going to win that series or you'd even be favored. Like, it didn't go great. When you, like, those two teams have played well against the Red Sox,
yes,
right? So there is that part of it.
Blue Jays have played them great head-to-head, and the Tigers swept them. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is that part of it. I'm not saying they'd be the favorite in that series, but it's not this, like, unbelievable task, especially if you have Crochet versus Skubal. Maybe you even take that game, and now, you have Bayo going and Giolito against guys that aren't Skubal. Like, I like their chances against anybody. It doesn't mean they are winning the World Series. It just means they have a hell of a chance.
Yeah, when you talk about how far they can go and what their ceiling is, that's what it is, and they've been at that level now for months. 617-779-7937. It is a big day here on WEEI. It's a Crochet day. He's going to pitch a little after 1 o'clock. Red Sox pregame comes your way over an hour from now at 12:05. Keith and I are going to stick around with Joe Weil for some Red Sox pregame, so keep it locked in for that. And on the way next, speaking of a big day,
yeah,
we get to uniform police. Not just the Patriots rivalry uniform, which I know you're all waiting to hear our grades for.
With bated breath.
But we're going to grade all of those rivalry uniforms that got released today. All 8 of them. Uniform police. Emergency uniform police next.